Now I'd like to ask those of you who are going to reaffirm your vows to come forward, if you would be so kind, and stand over here. had the great pleasure of interviewing the Hamptons and their two older boys, and Marilyn Hartsook as well, and they all gave a very encouraging testimony of their faith in Christ and their love for Him. And they actually took their vows before the session, so they're actually members already, because it doesn't require this. But we want to have you folks hear the vows. Vows are an appropriate part of worship, and so we wanted you to hear those vows reaffirmed by these dear folks. And immediately after taking the vows afresh, we're going to baptize Trenton, who has not yet been baptized. The other boys have, but not Trenton. So we're looking forward to that as well. But the vows are as follows. I'm going to read them to you. Would you please respond, all of you, in the affirmative, as you did once before, and listen again to the vows that you folks took, that you might reaffirm them in your heart. There are five. Here they are. Do you folks acknowledge yourselves to be sinners in the sight of God, justly deserving His displeasure, and without hope save in His sovereign mercy? Secondly, do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God and Savior of sinners, and do you receive and rest upon Him alone for salvation as He is offered in the gospel? Thirdly, do you now resolve and promise, in humble reliance upon the grace of the Holy Spirit, that you will endeavor to live as becomes the followers of Christ? Yes. Fourthly, do you promise to support the church in its work, worship and work, to the best of your ability? Yes. And then finally, do you submit yourselves to the government and discipline of the church and promise to study its purity and peace? Praise the Lord. Let's pray together for these dear folks. Our loving God in heaven, and you, Lord Jesus, who are the head of your church, the great shepherd of the sheep, we come to you, our God, and we thank you for the fact that the church belongs to you, Lord Jesus. You are its king, its head. You are the king of Israel, the king of the Jews. And we are New Testament Jews. And we thank you, Lord, that you are growing your kingdom, and that you are expanding her boundaries, and that you are growing this expression of that church of yours here in Lufkin, in the form of our fellowship. Thank you for these dear folks who you have led to become members of our body. We ask that you would greatly bless them in our midst. We ask that you would deepen their love for you, their trust in you, their service to you and obedience to you. And Lord, that you would use them to minister to all of us. And we pray that you would use all of us here gathered to minister to them as well. We pray that we would all be mutually built up in the faith through one another, one another's witness and work. And we again thank you and ask that you would cause your kingdom to come ever more so, as you have promised it will. Amen. Receive now God's blessing, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you all, both now and forevermore. Amen.